Amen. You may be seated. It's good to be here. You love the Lord. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. It is good to be here today. We appreciate you coming on this Resurrection Sunday. Ain't you glad he's not in the tomb? Amen. He's not on the cross. He's in my heart. But I'm glad he rose again on that third day to give us the victory over death, hell, and the grave. Amen. But it is good to be here in the house of the Lord this morning. If you're visiting with us, we're just so glad to have you. And those that's been out sick, good to see you back. Still got several that are still out sick. Let's be much in prayer for each and every one of them. Don't forget now, April the 15th. That's our next biggest day and biggest event coming up. April the 15th will be our Victory Sunday. We'll be dedicating our new addition to the Lord and celebrating it with Airborne. Airborne will be with us that morning. We're just going to turn them loose and let them go and let the Lord ever how leads them go, he's going to go. So that's April the 15th and our 11 o'clock service. So go ahead and make sure you got that down on your calendar. I like to pack it out that day. Amen. So we just want a full house and turn Mark and them loose and just have a good time in the Lord. Amen. So remember that. Don't forget it. But it is good to be here. I know it's a busy day today. A lot of people have got things to do with their families and things like that. But I'm glad you took the time and opportunity to remember what this day is all about. Amen. And that is Jesus Christ. It's all about him. Amen. The Son of God. Amen. The Lamb that was slain before the generation of people in that day, that you and I could have life and have it more abundantly. But it is good to be here. Still remember all these prayer requests throughout the day. Amen. I wonder if it's just any by the uplift of the hand. Amen. The Lord knows all about it. Let's all stand. We're going to ask our ushers to come around and take up our morning tithes and offering. Ask their blessings upon the service today. We'll be able to leave. Said it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Brother Michael, will you lead us while we pray?
Thank you.
with its price. When it flowed down from the cross, my sins were gone, my sins were gone. There is a grave that tried to hide this precious gave me life, but in 3 days he breathed again and rose to stay in my defense. So I come to tell you he's alive, to tell you that he that he's coming back for you. There is a blood that sights the blind, it heals the sick and the lonely find. It has the power. To tell you that
to compete with. That sounded great. Y'all pray for me this morning. I just want to say I love the Lord. I'm thanking Him for saving my soul. Brother Junior, I don't think he's in here right now, but I really enjoyed his devotion this morning, talking about the blood, the perfect blood that this little girl needed to overcome her disease. And they brought the bag of blood in and was giving her that perfect blood. And to think about how Jesus gave us that perfect blood. Each one of us, you know, He did it for each one of us. I just can't talk about the cross enough, and that's why this song's important to me. I know I sing it a lot. The old rugged cross made the difference. It did make the difference in all of our lives. Jesus died for each one of us. Just pray for me this morning as we try to sing. Get the choir to help me on the chorus.
song. I've sung it for years. And the preacher at sunrise service this morning just gave it a whole new meaning to me. No matter how many times you read the Bible or read certain scriptures, the Lord will show you different things every time. And this morning he was talking about how Jesus never bought anything. He never paid for anything on earth. His birthplace was borrowed. And his death place was borrowed. He had to have a tomb. He didn't even have nowhere to be buried. And he didn't pay for anything but our sins. He paid that debt so that I can escape hell. And each and every one of us here, he paid it for all of us. Upon an old rugged tree, hanging there between two thieves, my Jesus paid a debt for me. He did not owe his Lord, and by his
You know, God don't make no mistakes, y'all. The Lord laid something on me to try to sing. Back in 1996, Brother John Leachman and myself were sitting down here in a little old single-wide trailer sitting on the carpet, and he was reading out of the Word of God. And the Lord gave us a little something, and I got up this morning, and I was going to try to run over the words to it and see if I could remember it. And I thought, Lord, you played a dirty prank on me because I don't know if I can sing that song or not. Then the lady got up a while ago and she said, was talking about the blood. And she said, he did it all for all of us.
Yes, he did.
And that's the title to the song. So God don't make no mistakes.
Amen.
Y'all pray for me. Jesus came to this world just to die. And when the crowd scorned and mocked him, he just looked at them and smiled. For what they did not know was on that third to see him cry.
Bibles, we're going to St. Luke, chapter number 24, verse number 1. St. Luke, chapter number 24, verse number 1. Remember, Brother Tommy, he had to leave. He was sick. Be much in prayer for him. Then also, Darlene Smith's daughter is back in the hospital. Remember her in our prayers. Amen. Also today. Amen. Luke chapter number 24, verse number 1, reading through verse number 6. The preacher that preached this morning mentioned my exact text, and I thought he's fixing to preach the sermon. I'm going to preach 11 o'clock. Amen. That'd have been all right. I just preached it again. But he didn't go with this text, but I thought he was headed that way. Amen. The Bible said in St. Luke chapter 24, verse number 1, reading through verse number 6. The Bible said, now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came into the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. Verse number 2. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. Verse number 3. And they entered in and found not the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Verse number 5. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? Verse number 6. He is not here. But thank God for the greatest little sentence that's ever been wrote. He said, but he is risen. Amen. Amen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee. He is not here, but he is risen. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, God, I pray, Lord, God, that you'll move Jeff out of the way for a little while. Lord, that I'll be able to get over on the holy ground. Lord, we thank God for this Easter Sunday. Lord, but just not this day and this time of the year. Lord, but we're thankful for you. Every day, 365 days. Lord, and we thank God that you rolled out of that tomb victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Lord, we pray, God, that you'll bless the reading. Lord, bless the sermon this morning. Lord, let each one go away saying it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. Lord, we ask all these things in Jesus' name. And we humbly pray, amen and amen. I want us to look now for just a little while. Our neighbor, the Lord, being our helper. Our neighbor on this right here. Our neighbor, if I had a message that I want to preach on, maybe on this right here, good news from the graveyard, amen. Good news from the graveyard, amen. Listen, good news. Listen, we associate the graveyard, listen, with death. And we associate the graveyard with darkness and doomness and things like this. Listen, we associate it with that this afternoon. But we listen today as the greatest announcement I ever proclaimed. Listen, to put the seal of salvation and there for you and I today, that we can have life, that we can have victory, that we can be saved. Listen, neighbors, when Mary, Martha, and the others went to the tomb that morning, listen, and the angel of the Lord, listen, asked her that day and said, why seek you the living among the dead? For he is not here, he is risen. Amen. Listen, neighbor, today. Thank God for the cross. Listen, the old rugged cross. Listen, I bore my sins and your sins. But thank God for that Easter resurrection day. Listen, when he rolled out of the grave. Listen, neighbor, today. I present himself as a living, listen, sacrifice. And therefore, you and I today. Listen, I'm glad. And there was some good news. And there from the graveyard. Listen, three times recorded in the Word of God. We'll find, listen, there's more than that probably, but these three that I want to preach on today. Three things that was recorded, listen, from the graveyard in the Word of God. Listen, and all three of them involved this man called Jesus Christ. Amen. Listen, I'm glad he said, I am the author and the finisher of it all. He said, I'm the great I am. Listen, I am the King of Kings. I am the Lord of Lords. And he told him over there, he said, you destroy this temple, and in 3 days I'll rise again. Thank God. Jesus has always been a man of his word. Amen. Listen, you can count on it. You can take it to the bank. Listen, what thus said the word of God. Listen, it's going to come true. Listen, and it's sure today. But three things that we see and we hear. Good news from the graveyard. Listen, neighbor, the word of God is really the only place I've ever seen. Listen, neighbor, today, where you see the example and that we need coming from the cemetery. Neighbor, today, listen, first of all, today, we find it in the book of Mark, chapter number 5 and verse number 1 and verse number 2. Talking about good news from the graveyard. Listen, number 1 today that we hear, listen, we hear about a restoration. Listen, a restoration, a neighbor, that took place. The Bible said in Mark chapter 5 and verse number 1, the Bible said they came over into the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadareans. And verse number 2, the Bible said, and when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him a man. Listen, from where? Out of the tombs. Amen. Here he was in the graveyard. Amen. Listen, neighbor, today, restoration, the act of returning to former condition. Listen, legion had found himself alone. Listen, neighbor, today, listen, in the graveyard. And neighbor, the Bible said that Satan had took his life. Listen, over and was controlling everything about him. Neighbor, today, you may be here and you're in a type of graveyard, a place of desert, a place of darkness. And neighbor, that's where listen, legion had found himself. Listen, the Bible said, listen, over 6,000 demons had overtook him. Neighbor, today, whether you got one or many, listen, if the devil's got control, neighbor, of your life, he'll have control of every movement. Listen, every task. Listen, neighbor, today, listen, you may be here and you've never been saved. Listen, maybe you need some restoration. That's exactly what happened to Legion on that day. Listen, the Bible said that Jesus had passed by. Listen, the Bible said the first place he went by apparently was the graveyard. Listen, the Bible said that Legion had come running out where he was from the tomb, and he began to cry out to the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, amen. The Bible said that Jesus Christ commanded the demons come out of him. Listen, the Bible said there were over 2,000 swine feeding around by the graveyard that day. The Bible said he commanded those demons to go out of him. Listen, and into those 2,000 swine. And the Bible said they went down the cliff and they drowned themselves. The pigs didn't even want him. I thank God today. The Bible said they see no legion over there, and he was clothed in his right mind. Amen. Listen, Jesus can turn some things that are wrong in your life and make them right. Amen. We see here a neighbor, a total restoration take place. Listen, I'm telling you what he did for legion, he can do for me, and he can do for you. Listen, and we'll just do like he did, and we'll just find Jesus. Listen, that's what this is all about today. A neighbor, as they found Jesus. I'm telling you today, a man can't help you. The world may not help you, but Jesus, he can help you today. Listen, he said, I'll give you life, and I'll give it to you more abundantly today. Thank God. Amen. There was some good news from the graveyard. Listen, a daddy that was lost had been saved. A brother, I look like no hope, had been restored. Amen. I thank God. And we see a restoration in this individual. And we can see it in you and I today. We'll just come to Jesus. We can see there's some good news from the graveyard. There's some good news from the graveyard. Thank God there was a total restoration took place. The Bible said he was clothed in his right mind. Later on in the scripture, you'll find Jesus went on down and they were getting ready to sit down at the meal and eat. And he looked over there, guess who was there? There was old Legion. Amen. Amen. I don't know how he ended up in the graveyard. I don't know how he ended up in that situation in his life. I listen, neighbor, today, and neither do we. I listen, sometimes we start the journey of sin. I listen, we end up places we don't want to end up. I listen, and that's exactly how what had happened to Legion. I don't even really know what his real name was. I listen, that word Legion means many. I listen, neighbor, today. I listen, we find him here. Sin had invaded his life. He was no longer welcome. Undoubtedly at home. He was no longer welcome, undoubtedly. Even in the community that he lived in. And no doubt unlikely. He didn't have a friend in the world. The Bible said, he was running around in that graveyard, foaming at the mouth. The Bible said, at night, you could hear him crying. Don't you imagine that? Amen, was an awful sound. Amen, back when we were kids, sometimes you could hear, amen, a panther crying. Back on the mountain, that old panther would cry, and you could just hear it, and it just, I'd send cold chills down your back. You imagine, I'm living close to this cemetery, and hearing this grown man, amen, at night, no doubt, hollering, help me, help me. Somebody, find some help. Never for me. The Bible said he even cut himself. But I got new good news from the graveyard. When Jesus passed by, there was a complete restoration that took place. Amen. He wasn't the same man when he walked out of there as he was when he walked in there. Amen. A restoration had took place in his life. There was some good news from the graveyard. There was some good news from the graveyard. Restoration had took place. That's what the Lord done to me. He restored some things that was missing. He restored some things that was missing. Restoration, the act of returning. The act of returning to a former condition. Hey man, we came into this world, we knew no sin. Thank God. Amen, but sin found us. Listen, we once was lost, but now we're found. I'm just a sinner saved by the grace of God. Listen, I was on my way to hell. I just as like Legion was. And I've got news for you. The Bible said we've all sinned and come short of the honor and glory of God. But I do know this. If we'll get in the hands of God, and we'll get in the hands of Him, and we'll allow the Holy Spirit to do what He needs to do. Amen. I'm telling you, there's good news from the graveyard. Amen. There's some restoration that can take place in my life and your life. Thank God today. We can leave with victory. We can leave with victory. Good news from the graveyard. Good news from the graveyard. There was some restoration that took place. Then we find number two. Let's look at what the Bible said in St. John, chapter number 11 and verse number 17. We find here another man that's in the graveyard. We find here another man that's done dead. Amen. Look at what it says in John, chapter number 11, verse number 14. Read it through verse number 17. And remember, there's good news from the graveyard. There's good news from the graveyard. Listen, I preached hundreds, probably thousands of funerals in my life. I've never experienced what they experienced here in the book of John. I'll be honest with you, probably if I did, I'd be in the grave next to them. Amen. But here we see a man, listen, that not only Brother Herman has died, But he's been dead 4 days. His sister says he's already stinking. He's dead. Now listen, they told the Lord, said, well, if he's sleeping, it doeth him good. Jesus said, oh, he's not asleep. Jesus said, he's not asleep. And he's dead. You ever heard that saying? Graveyard dead. Graveyard dead. There's no pulse. There's no blood. He's dead. He's dead. Do you get what I'm saying? He is what? Amen. He is what? I am. Almost got you, didn't you? Amen. Look at what he said in John 11, number 14. Read him through verse number 17. Remember, there's good news from the graveyard. There's good news from the graveyard. They said Jesus said unto them, plainly, Lazarus is what?
Dead.
He's not asleep, but he's what?
Dead.
Where's he at? In the graveyard. Amen. Verse number 15. He said, I'm glad for your sakes that I wasn't there. He said, I'm glad for you that I wasn't there. Because I'm fixing to do something that if I was there, you wouldn't believe it.
Amen.
I'm glad I wasn't there. That's what he said right here. That ain't Jeff, that's the word.
That's right.
He said, I'm glad for your sakes, I was not there. To the intent, you may believe. Nevertheless, go unto him. Verse number 16. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto the fellow disciples, let us also go that we may die with him. We're just going to die with him. They thought Jesus was going on just going to die like he did. They said, hey, we're just going to hang with you. You die, we die. Boy, that's closeness, ain't it? Verse number 17. The Bible said that when Jesus came, he found that they had laid him in the grave 4 days already. Oh, but there was some good news from the graveyard.
Amen.
Number one, we found it with Lazarus. We found it a restoration. Then number two today, we found a little reviving took place. The Bible said Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. Amen. Jesus walks up and some reviving takes place. Reviving means this, to restore to life. To restore to life our consciousness. You can be alive outwardly and dead inwardly. You can be here today. You look alive. You got clothes like you're alive. You're breathing like you're alive. But only you know on the inside if you're alive. Outwardly we may be alive, but inwardly you may be dead. You don't have that. Well, Lazarus, outwardly and inwardly, was dead. But there was good news from the graveyard. The Bible said that Jesus went walking into the city that day, or right on the outskirts of it. And the Bible said that Mary came, and the other sister, I believe it was, her name was Martha, stayed at the house. Anyway, she came down to where Jesus was. And she tells Jesus, says, if you had been here, we know that our brother would not have died. Now, a lot of people think that maybe she was upset, but I believe she was recognizing the faith in him. I believe she was telling him, now Lord, we know that you love Lazarus. He proved it. We know that you loved him, and we also know that if you had been here, he wouldn't have died. He wouldn't have died. And see, but I'm glad it's not by sight. It's by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad there was some good news from the graveyard. There was some reviving fixing to take place.
Amen.
The Bible said that he looked over to Mary and he said, where have you laid him? Where have you laid him? Where was he at? Graveyard. Amen. Glad you're not taking the test. He was in the graveyard. The Bible said, Jesus said, where have you laid him? Where was he laid? Thank you. He was in the graveyard. He's dead. Jesus tells her, says, he'll live again. Oh, Martha or Mary said, I know he'll live again. Oh, on that great resurrection morning When the dead in Christ arise, we're going to shout the glory of God. We're going to praise His name. I know in that great day, He's coming out of the grave. Jesus looked at her and said, honey, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I am the resurrection. I am the resurrection. See, there was some good news from the graveyard. Thank God. There was some reviving fixing to take place. The Bible said Jesus went walking up. The other sister come out of the house. She come down to where he was. She began to cry. You know what Jesus did? He cried. He cried. I don't believe he had necessarily cried because he died. I believe he's crying because he's going to bring him back. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Some of y'all get that. But the Bible said Jesus began to weep. Yeah. The Bible said he walked over Steve to the graveyard that day. He said, roll that stone away. Get it out of here. The Bible said they rolled it away. And Jesus said this right here. Lazarus! Come forth. Thank God. The Bible said he come out of that grave. The Bible said he was still bound with the grave clothes. I still had the napkin around his head. Jesus looked at him and said, loose him and let him go. Boy, them old grave clothes, they just fell off like a snake skin. There was good news from the graveyard. A little reviving that took place. You know why he had to say, Lazarus, come forth? Because if he had not have, if he had said, hey, all y'all dead folks, come on. Listen, that would have been the resurrection and the rupture, and we'd have not had a chance. But thank God he just called Lazarus. There was some reviving took place. Amen. You never see where Lazarus ever says anything. You never see where Lazarus ever seen anything, Patty, after he came forth. Now, they've seen him. People seen him with their eyes, but they never heard him. You know why? Because I think he had already seen some things. Amen. I think he'd already seen some things. And I believe God said, I'm going to let you go back, but you ain't sharing it. That bunch of folk down there couldn't handle it. Thank God. Listen, there was some reviving took place. You may be here this morning and you're dead and trespassing in sin. And Satan has come and he's trying to destroy you. He's trying to bog you down. He's trying to chain you down. I got good news for you. There's some good news from the graveyard. There's a restoration that can take place. And there's a reviving that can take place. And it's all about Jesus Christ. It's all about Jesus. I'm glad today there's some good news from the graveyard. I'm glad today that's whatever church, no matter what denomination today, that are gathered together and we're all talking about the good news. The good news that came from the graveyard that day. The graveyard that day. First of all, we see a restoration that took place, and then we see a reviving. God brought back to life. See, that's exactly what he did for you and I. We were dead in the trespass of our sins. We were dead. The sentence of death had been passed down upon us. The Bible said the wages of what? Sin is death. The Bible says it's once upon a man to die, and then this is the judgment. The graveyard is probably going to be all of our final destination as far as this side. Unless we all go in the rapture. But I'm telling you today, there's some good news from the graveyard. First, we find it in the restoration. Then we find it in the reviving. Then number three, we find it in Jesus Christ himself. That the reason that we're here today, the reason that we're celebrating, the reason we sung the songs, the reason we sung because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because he lives, all my hope is in him. Thank God he's not in the grave. He's not on the cross, but he rose again and he's sitting at the right hand of the Father. I'm making intercession for you and I that we can have victory. Thank God there's some good news. From the graveyard. There's some good news from the graveyard. There was a restoration that took place with Legion, and reviving took place with Lazarus. And then number three, we see the returning that took place with Jesus. The returning that took place with Jesus. Lazarus had to die again. He had to die again. Legion ended up being buried in a grave or a tomb again. But because Jesus Christ lives, He lives within my heart. The returning of Jesus Christ is the reason that we've got hope. The returning of Jesus Christ is the is the reason that we can shout and claim the victory of Jesus. Our salvation is not based upon a hope so. Our salvation is not based upon a maybe so. But our salvation is based on the crucifixion and the returning of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The grave couldn't hold him. The grave couldn't hold him. Death couldn't claim him. He gave way to victory. Amen. You imagine, I thought about it this week, as they took our Savior and hung him upon the cross of Calvary. You imagine, the devil thought he had him. He thought it was over. He thought the battle had been won. You imagine Jesus laying in that tomb. And we know he just didn't go in there to stay. The Bible said he went in the inner part of the earth and preached to them. But anyway, those 3 days, no doubt the devil and all his angels were rejoicing. But don't you imagine probably the second day, they said, there's an odd feeling about this. There's an odd feeling. Now, this is just my theology, okay? But you imagine the devil man looked up at the sky and he said, there's something different. You ever walked out? Listen, the other day when it come old storms, I went over to Walmart and I came out and it was just a feeling. It seemed like you couldn't get your breath. It seemed like the clouds were dark and settling in. Just looked like a storm fixing to happen. Don't you know the devil was probably sitting on edge? He was probably, the ground may have even been shaking. There was something fixing to happen. Amen. On the third day, the Bible said Mary and them went down to the tomb. And they looked, and stones rolled away. The Bible said she looked in. And listen, two angels in white apparel standing there. God always sends a witness, don't he? Amen. Thank God. It was not no Roman soldier telling this. This was angel of the Lord. He looked at her and said, hey, sis. So why are you here? Why are you here? She kind of looks at him. He says, listen, why seek ye the what? The living. Why are you coming to the graveyard looking for somebody that's alive? Thank God. He said, why seek ye the living among the dead? See, there was some good news from the graveyard. There was some good news from the graveyard. First we find it in the restoration of Legion. Then we find it in the reviving of Lazarus. And then we find it in the reason that we celebrate today is because he's not on the cross, because he's not in a tomb, but because he lives, he lives, he lives within my heart. Thank God. I'm glad there was some returning that happened for you and I today. There was some good news. There was some good news from the graveyard. Those returning. See, the grave couldn't hold him. The grave couldn't hold him. And I got news for you. It won't hold you and I either. It won't hold you and I today. One of these days it's going to give way. Death will give way to victory. That's why it says in Corinthians, oh death. Oh death, where's thy sting? Oh grave, where is thy victory? Ain't you glad today that even while he was on the cross, I was on his mind. Thank God. I'm telling you, when you leave here today, I want you to know there was some good news preached, there was some good news seen, and it all started from the graveyard. We see here three things that happens in three different instances. First, we see the restoration, and then we see the reviving, and then we see the returning of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, listen, she said, he's not here. Amen. Jesus began to speak to her, and she thought he was a gardener. She thought he was a gardener, and he just began to talk to her a little more, and she knew who he was. Master. Master. Oh, thank God. She wanted to go hug him, and he said, don't touch me yet. You know why he told her that? Because he had not took my sins to the place of Calvary. Amen. He had my sins upon him, upon his back. He went presented them before the throne of God. God accepted his blood as a final atonement for my sin and your sin. He come back again. He told him, he said, touch me. Matter of fact, cook us some fish. We're going to eat. Amen. That's what he said. Thank God. There was some good news from the graveyard. Thank God. That good news, the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're going to ask Brother Robbie to come with a worship song. We don't know your mind. We don't know your heart. But I got good news for you. I got news for you. Jesus paid the price for you, for your sins. See, if we die lost and we stand before that great day and God says, depart from me, I never knew you. We cannot say we've never heard it sung about. We cannot say we've never heard it preached about. We cannot say we've never had the opportunity. Because he said it's not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. How do we do that? Through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm glad today there's some good news. There's some good news from the graveyard. Let us stand together. If you're here and the Holy Spirit's dealt with your heart, you feel like you ought to come this morning, there's a place called home. We can come. Place called Calvary, where Jesus came, bled and died for you and I, that we can have that victory today. Thank God there's good news from the graveyard. Let us sing.
177.